Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Ivey. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting seventh. The right fielder, John Walkenfuss. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bobby Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting third. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Randy Johnson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting ninth. The second baseman, John Castano. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jack O'Connor. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Whitaker goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herndon moves to second. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Cabell reaches second base with a double. Herndon scores. Parrish moves to third. It's 3-0, Tigers. John Pacella now pitching. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Cabell moves to third. It's 4-0, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cabell scores. Walkenfuss moves to second. It's 5-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington misplays the ball. That's an error on Washington. Walkenfuss moves to third. Brookins moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to second for the out. Walkenfuss scores. Brookins moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-0, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lemon takes first base on ball four. Whitaker moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Herndon reaches second base with a double. Brookins scores. Whitaker scores. Lemon goes all the way around to score. Three runs are unearned. It's 9-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 11-0, Tigers. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-1 in the game. Ivey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Brookins reaches second base with a double. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive towards the mound. Petrie reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0 for 2 in the game. Ivey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti strikes out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Castano moves to third. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Castano scores. Two outs. It's 11 to 1, Tigers. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Cabell moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 14 to 1, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 15 to 1, Tigers. Paul Boris now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Fahey pinch hits for Lance Parrish. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 15, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Fahey now catching. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 1 in the game. Laudner hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Ward moves to second. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson scores. Ward moves to third. Gaetti moves to second. Two outs. It's 15-2, Tigers. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mitchell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 15, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0 for 3 in the game. Ivey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cabell strikes out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Wackenfuss reaches second base with a double. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 15, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Washington strikes out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brunansky is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Harbeck moves to second. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 2 in the game. Laudner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harbeck moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 15, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell strikes out. 1 out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Whitaker moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Whitaker scores. It's 16-2, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got four RBIs. Herndon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey is 0-for-1 in the game. Fahey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Boris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 16, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gaetti strikes out. Fahey drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gaetti out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Castano hits a pop-up, foul, towards the mound. Petrie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 16, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-4 in the game. Ivey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Ivey reaches second base with a double. Rick Leach pinch hits for Enos Cabell. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 16, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Leach now playing first base. Kevin Saucier now pitching. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Washington moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Washington moves to third. One out. Mickey Hatcher pinch hits for Randy Johnson. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a line drive towards the mound. Saucier catches it and steps on first to double up Harbeck. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 16, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck juggles the ball. That's an error on Harbeck. Trammell moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Trammell moves to third. Whitaker moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got four RBIs. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Trammell scores. Whitaker moves to third. Lemon moves to second. One out. It's 17-2, Tigers. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey is 0-for-2 in the game. Fahey hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whitaker tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 18-2, Tigers. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Ivey hits a line drive towards third. Gaetti reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 18, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Len Jones now playing left field. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Laudner takes first base on ball 4. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Laudner moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Laudner moves to third. Ward moves to second. Two outs. Dave Engel pinch hits for Bobby Mitchell. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel takes first base on ball 4. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 18, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Engel now playing left field. Gary Ward now playing center field. Jeff Little now pitching. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-1 in the game. Leach takes first base on ball 4. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 18, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Jesu Vega pinch hits for Kent Harbeck. Jesu Vega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vega hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatcher hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Butera pinch hits for Tim Laudner. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 18, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.